Radio Prague News.
A two-day Chinese investment forum is underway in Prague. Detectives from the National Anti-Drug Squad have cracked down on a large-scale supply of materials for the illicit production of drugs. And the country's leading base jumper, Martin Trla, has died in an accident. A two-day Chinese investment forum is underway at Prague Castle, attended by over 500 Chinese and 700 Czech and other European delegates, including many senior politicians and business people. The morning session of the conference on Thursday began with speeches from the Czech Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka and China's first Deputy Prime Minister Zhang Gaoli. Czech President Miloš Zeman will be among the guests at a gala evening at Prague Castle Spanish Hall on Thursday evening. The investment forum is the biggest event of its kind in the Czech Republic. Meanwhile, 24 human rights activists gathered outside Prague Castle on Thursday morning to protest against the forum taking place there. Among the protesters who held up banners reading China, stop shooting Tibetans was former Environment Minister Martin Bursík. Mr. Bursík slammed the government for allegedly putting economic interests above human rights. Chinese businessmen arriving at the conference ostensibly ignored their presence. Detectives from the National Anti-Drug Squad have cracked down on a large-scale supply of materials for the illicit production of drugs. The 41-year-old owner of a chain of shops selling chemical supplies was arrested at the end of July, but the police have only now revealed details of the case, which is unprecedented on Czech scale. The chain of shops around the country served as a smokescreen and all contained large quantities of chemicals needed for the illegal production of crystal methamphetamine. According to a police spokesman, the chemicals confiscated during the police raids could have made drugs with a street value of 2.5 billion crowns. The country's leading base jumper, Martin Trla, died in an accident on Snezhka Mountain on Thursday, the CTK news agency reported. Trla apparently lost control after jumping from a powered hand glider and fell from a height of several hundred meters, landing on the Polish side of Snezhka Mountain. A mountain rescue team confirmed his identity. Several dozen people have signed an internet petition requesting a presidential pardon for the nurse who is said to have performed euthanasia on a terminally ill patient. Among the signatories are both people who claim to know her in person and complete strangers. The case has triggered heated debate about euthanasia on social networks. The nurse who allegedly gave her patient a higher amount of drugs to assist her death has been charged with murder. If convicted, she could face a sentence of up to 18 years. Police on Thursday released fresh details on the case of a woman who suffered an acid attack in Prague earlier this week. The woman was allegedly attacked by her ex-boyfriend, whom she had broken up with shortly before the incident. It took the police some time to track the man down since he had been living with a woman under a false name. He has been charged with inflicting grievous bodily harm, for which he could be sentenced to 12 years in prison. The woman remains in hospital in serious condition. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days should stay partly cloudy with scattered showers and day temperatures around 20 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.
This is Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, with me, Jan Bellinger. Coming up in today's program, delegates from China, the Czech Republic, and other European states meet in Prague for the start of China Investment Forum. And three words, Tour de Beer. That's one of a number of different tours offered by a new Czech tour website. And a little later, stay tuned for Panorama. We talked to the Vice President of the Confederation of Industry about steps being taken to soften the economic impact of Russian sanctions. That's all ahead. Over 1,000 delegates from China, the Czech Republic, and other European states gathered at Prague Castle on Thursday for the start of a China Investment Forum, the biggest event of its kind ever held in this country. It comes amid Czech efforts to boost relations and business with the world's most populous state, some say at the loss of a principled stand on human rights. Ian Willoughby reports.
The Czech Republic's relations with China have warmed up considerably since Foreign Minister Lubomír Zaorálek signed a declaration in Beijing in April that Prague respected China's territorial integrity. 4 months later, China's first Deputy Prime Minister Zhang Zhaoli has become the most senior official from his country to visit the Czech Republic since its foundation. The Politburo member delivered an address at the start of a two-day China Investment Forum at Prague Castle, attended by more than 500 business people and officials from China and another 700 delegates from the host country and elsewhere in Europe. Mr. Zhang said Thursday's signing of a memorandum on an association to foster cooperation between regional authorities in China and governments in Central and Eastern Europe had been a historical milestone. He said China could help build roads, railways and other transport infrastructure in this part of the world. In turn, Central European technology could help Western China to develop. For their part, the Czech side are very keen to maintain recent friendly relations and to increase trade with China. In his speech, Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka said steps would be taken to make it easier for Chinese investors to enter the Czech Republic.
Our aim is to issue visas within 4 working days. We want not only to give those interested in investing in the Czech Republic a 5-year multi-entry visa, but also to make available long-term visas with work permits in the case that applicants invest or create new jobs in the Czech Republic.
The Czech Republic's apparent reduced interest in the issue of human rights in China has been slammed by some NGOs. Pro-Tibetan protesters gathered outside Prague Castle on Thursday, unfurling a poster showing the Dalai Lama and his late supporter Václav Havel. Prime Minister Sobotka did mention human rights in his address, but kept the reference somewhat vague.
The Czech Republic is a country that has for a long time placed a great emphasis on adherence to human rights. This is in part thanks to the historical experience that we carry within ourselves due to the complicated history of Central Europe in the 20th century.
In any case, the reset of Czech relations with China is already well underway. Prague would welcome a visit by an even more senior Chinese official than Mr. Zhang, though this is unlikely before a visit to the communist state by Czech President Miloš Zeman, planned for some time before the end of 2014.
Ian Willoughby reporting there. Now, tour de beer, hula hoop in Prague, roast sausage, or River Valley jogging tour. These are just some of the offers on a new website called Guidillo. The Unusual Travel Service wants to help visitors from all around the world to get to know Prague through an authentic experience. Basically, anyone living in Prague can register on the site to offer their own original tour of the city. Ruth Frankova reports.
Thousands of tourists visit the Czech capital every day, most of them following a similar route taking them to the same old sites, such as Prague Castle, Old Town Square or Charles Bridge. The founders of a new travel service, Guidillo, say tourists are fed up with traditional way of travelling and want to experience something unusual and unexpected. Tereza Vítková is one of the founders.
People are fed up with traditional mass tourism and they want to spend their money on something special. They want to experience something different. They want to have memories that they can bring home instead of just visiting places listed in a guidebook and ticking them off one by one. So we're offering something original and new.
Anybody living in Prague who believes they have something unusual to offer to the visitors can contact Guidillo. If they are approved, they are listed on the site. Tourists can choose from different categories such as architecture, nightlife or adventure. As of today, Guidillo has around 100 registered local guides. One of them is Radek Prahl, whose running tour of Prague has been up and running for over a year now. Professionally a social worker, he says he was always been interested in history and architecture, and as a Prague native, he knows what tourists want to see on the tour.
Well, it starts at the hotel of the guest, And from that place, we run to the Prague Castle most of the time. Definitely, we visit the lesser town and the old town, and we pass over the Charles Bridge. But the route is, of course, adjusted to what the traveler has already seen of the city. So if they stay already for a long time, they may be interested only in some pieces which they don't know yet. So we just, you know, customize it according to their wishes.
The founders of Gajdilo, Tereza Vítková and Eva Belokostolská, plan to launch their project within the next few weeks. In the future, they would like to expand to other Czech cities as well as beyond the border to Slovakia and Poland.
Ruth Franková reporting there on a new website, Gajdilo, offering some very unusual tours. Sign me up for, what was it, the valley jogging one. I need to lose, well, more than a couple of kilos. And let me just remind you, this is Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, where it's now time for today's main feature, Panorama with Daniela Lazarová.
Intensive negotiations are underway to try to cushion the impact of the Ukrainian crisis on Czech exporters. The Agriculture Ministry has estimated this year's losses at around 300 million crowns, while the Confederation of Industry is talking about billion crown losses due to disappearing contracts, problematic funding and heightened competition from Asian exporters on the Russian market. One of the officials attending the government-led anti-crisis talks is Radek Špitz, Vice President of the Czech Confederation of Industry. I asked him for his assessment of the present situation.
It is quite serious, I would say, because although most of the Czech exports end up within the EU, Russia is considered to be the most important third market for Czech exporters. And that's, therefore, it will be sensitive for us. First of all, we as the Confederation of Industry, we assume that the direct impact of sanctions will be a few billions at the beginning in the short term, both when it comes to industry as well as agriculture. But at the same time, we have to take into account the indirect costs. And according to our estimation, that can represent as much as tens of billions of Czech crowns because of several reasons. Because first of all, according to experience of our members, Russian banks are having difficulties to finance, for example, already signed deals. Then we are facing problems with re-exports when a Czech supplier is supplying a German manufacturer of heavy machinery, for example, and then from Germany the product goes to Russia. That becomes problematic. And last but not least, it seems that our exporters will be losing their market in Russia in favor of Asian exporters, which are becoming very active.
The first to feel the bite of these sanctions are food exporters, the agricultural sector and food producers. Which Czech producers are currently feeling the bite of Russia's own retaliatory food ban?
There are quite a few companies who are very active on Russian market. To name one of them, it is, for example, Hame company, which is considering Russian market very important. And they've been hit by the sanctions. And when you talk to the Ministry of Agriculture in the Czech Republic, their estimate is 300 million Czech crowns as a consequence of sanctions when it comes to agricultural products.
Hammer is one of the producers that actually has a factory inside Russia and is thereby more protected. Is that the way to go, do you think?
Well, of course, for example, when it comes to the automotive industry, there are a lot of companies that produce cars in Russia. So when there is a possibility that Russia could impose even more sanctions in a new form, producers, European producers who are already manufacturing cars in Russia are not too nervous about it because they are not, they cannot be considered as importers. So that helps, of course. But all the companies are nervous because of what's going on, because nobody really knows where it's going to stop.
Looking at the bigger picture, could the expected glut in Europe of food products be a serious setback for Czech food producers?
Well, I'm no expert when it comes to agriculture. But according to what we hear both from local manufacturers and the government, it will negatively influence a number of companies. But when it comes to overall situation of the agricultural sector, it's not a life-threatening scenario at the moment.
Damage to food exporters may be just the tip of the iceberg from what we've heard. Russia has already said it is planning to replace Czech engines with Russian ones for its light aircraft. Damage caused to the military and mining industry by this Russian fallout is being estimated at 2.2 billion crowns next year. Who are the main exporters at risk and how serious could this be for them long term?
As you probably know, we are at the moment in very intensive discussion with the Czech government, other export associations and labor unions about the anti-crisis measures. In other words, what we all can do to substitute the Russian market under sanctions and what we can all do to help exporters negatively influenced by the sanctions. But one of the agreements that we made there is not to name specific companies because if we name them, they might find themselves in troubles, for example, with banks or their shareholders, etc. So you will not hear any specific names when it comes to companies influenced by the sanctions. But there are quite a few, and if I was to name one sector, which, according to my opinion, will be hit the most, then it definitely will be machinery, especially heavy machinery.
So what are the main anti-crisis measures that the government is considering to implement?
We proposed three major anti-crisis measures, and it seems that there will be an agreement with the government in that respect. First of all, we would like to see the Czech government, the president, the prime minister, all the ministers, to be very active at the moment and help us finding new export markets for our exporters. In other words, we would like to see more effective approach towards economic diplomacy when it comes to constitutional and institutional support in that area. Secondly, and that's even more important, we would like to see both institutions that are crucial for export financing, Czech Export Bank and EGAP, to be very active and help exporters to overcome the current difficulties. And last but not least, we think that an early adoption of really effective Kurzarbeit could be a good idea because at least in some of the cases, companies will have to reduce number of workers. And it might only be a temporary problem. And Kurzarbeit, as it is used in Austria and Germany, in these cases would be really useful.
The Ministries of Trade and Foreign Affairs are working on a map of alternate export destinations for the country's main export commodities and articles. Have you seen this map and how realistic do you think it is?
Yes, of course, because it's closely related to the export strategy, which we also worked on as a social partner of the government. So those territories are known and we like this idea. But to name a few, there are countries like Colombia, Ethiopia, Vietnam, and a few others. But although this is a great thing to do, and we are glad that the government is willing to help us in this respect, we are at the moment also telling the government, look, guys, this is great what you're doing, but to establish a company on these markets, Vietnam or China, takes a long time, and to become profitable there, it's even more complicated. It can take a few years. So we are saying, great, let's start with this initiative as soon as possible or as fast as possible, but let's be realistic. It will take months and years for Czech exporters to be successful and profitable on these new markets.
What is your own prediction of developments? is this crisis long-term? There could always be political upheaval around Russia. Is it high time for Czech exporters to diversify, or is the Czech government's strategy to maintain trade links as far as possible and hang in there until it blows over, right?
Well, I think it's always smart and wise to diversify all the time, because we are too dependent on the EU, so Czech exporters need to look for third markets. But at the same time, I think that Russia was, still is, and will be the most important third market, alternative market for Czech exporters. So I hope that the problems we are facing nowadays will disappear one day, hopefully in the short term, and Czech exporters will again be able to make successful deals in Russia as they used to in the last couple of years.
The Vice President of the Czech Confederation of Industry, Radek Špicar, was talking there to Daniela Lazarová in that edition of Panorama. We hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to comment today's program or have any questions for us here, write to us at english@radio.cz, or you can also find many more news items and stories and features at our website. Radio.cz is the address to visit. I'm Jan Wellinger. For all of us here at the station, we want to thank you so much for joining us this day, and take care.